Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Do or done? That's a question that can best evaluate world religions. Let's look at a lesson from God's Word recorded in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." There are many different religions in the world. They all try to explain how to get right with God. Sometimes, the deeper into the religion you get, the more confused you become. However, it isn't that confusing at all. Basically, there are only two religions in the world. One is do. The other is done. In the first, you must do something to get to heaven. You have to climb the ladder to get up to God. And really, it is a long climb. The pressure is on you. You'd better get moving. Other than Christianity, every religion in the world ever dreamed up by man, with all the twists and turns, rules and regulations, they boil down to do. The do religion will always create one of two responses in people. Either they'll be arrogant and say, "Look how great I am. Look at all the things I do." Or they will be desperate and say, "There is no hope for me. I'll never do enough." They bounce between one or the other all their days on earth. Either way, the spotlight of their life is on themselves and not on God. The Apostle Paul knew the worthlessness of the do religion. Before he became a Christian, he intensely tried doing quite a bit to get right with God. He did much more than most people. But then he heard about done. Jesus had done it all for Paul. Jesus had lived perfectly and died innocently. He had made Paul fully right with God, and there was nothing left to do. It was all a gift by faith. No more arrogance, no more despair. The spotlight of his life was no longer on do, but on Jesus and done. Paul was inspired to live for him because Jesus had done it all. When he came to understand and believe the done of Christianity, what does Paul call the do religion now? Look at the verse for today. He calls it loss and rubbish. In other words, it's garbage, trash, waste, excrement. Who wants the do when you have known what Jesus has done? Who wants to be restless when you can have peace? Who would trade in hope for despair? That's where we are too. We know what Jesus has done. We know He has washed us completely clean. We know we are already right with God in Christ. We don't have to do anything more. We can rest in Christ and rejoice. Our prayer. Dear Jesus, help me to steer clear of the do religion and instead think all the time about what You have done. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.